As believers, we know that we have to lean on the Lord daily. And I'll tell you that in this political walk that I'm walking, and I think it is a calling that God has on my life. I have watched him walk with me through politics and help me to see the pitfalls of the political machinery, the seduction of the party, and even those outside the party, the lobbyists, all of that, to say that the Lord shows me daily where he wants me to walk. And I think that's what he always wants from us, is not to worry about tomorrow or what has passed yesterday, but just take the troubles of the day and work through them with him. My husband and I pray every morning together, and what we pray is that the Lord would order our day according to his will, not our own. We all have plans, but at the end of the day, we need to be content with that thought that God has ordered this day and that he will work it together for our good, according to Romans 8:28, and also those things in the Old Testament where he says the world means it for bad, but God means it for good.
Sharon, why did you get into the race to defeat the biggest Democrat in the U.S. Senate, the majority leader of the entire Senate? Why did you get into this race?
We're at war in this country for our freedom, for our culture, for our liberty, our Constitution, and we need a true, battle-tested, proven constitutional conservative to take out Harry Reid. It isn't just about anybody but Harry. Harry is a consummate politician. He reinvents himself at each one of his elections as a conservative, and he has a record that works on both sides of the issue. And so we needed somebody who could run to the right and stay to the right of this fellow. When he says that he's voted 7 times against partial birth abortion, we need someone who can say, and I have a better pro-life record than you do, Harry Reid, and we don't like the way you confirm our Supreme Court judges who are all pro-choice, and we all know that the battle has been in the Supreme Court all along for life. The same thing stands for those who love our Second Amendment. Harry Reid now has the NRA saying, you know, thank Harry Reid for all his pro-gun votes. Well, I have the GOA endorsement, and we know that once again those Supreme Court judges would take away our right to keep and bear arms. So I'm the only one in this race with that battle-tested, proven conservative record that I can stand on. The rest of them fall out in this area of fighting Harry Reid, and I knew that all along when I started praying over a year ago over it, and this just seemed to be the battle that I needed to go to war with, and I need warriors to stand beside me. You know, this is a war of ideology. It's a war of thoughts and of faith, and we need people to really stand for faith and trust, not just hope and change.